بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب النفقة على العيال الحمد لله. This is the 36th chapter of Riyadu Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings this chapter on spending on one's wife and children. Spending on one's wife and children. He brings three verses of the Holy Quran to explain this. قال الله تعالى وعلى المولود له رزقهن وكسفتهن بالمعروف. Allah Ta'ala says, and to whom the child is born, that is the father, upon him is the responsibility of feeding and clothing them in a good manner. The them refers to those women who have fed his child. And in most cases, it is the mother. In previous times, they would send the child to another woman who would breastfeed the child in the countryside, etc. So the money for those women was upon the father. It is his child, and he had to see to their feeding and their clothing. But in most of the cases, it is the mother of the child who breastfeeds the child. So the father, it is his responsibility to feed his wife and to clothe her. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَتِهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, the wealthy person, the father who has got sufficient means, he should spend according to his means. وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهِ. And as for the one whose sustenance is constrained, he's not a wealthy person, he's got limited funds, so he should spend from that which Allah has given him. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا آتَاهَا. Allah does not burden a soul more than what he has given him. وقال تعالى وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever you spend, so you're taking out money, the moment you do this, Allah will replenish it. Allah will give you back. Allah will substitute you for the money that you have spent in His path. So from these verses, Allah has exhorted, encouraged the father to spend on the children and of course his wife. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دينار أنفقته في سبيل الله ودينار أنفقته في رقبة ودينار تصدقت به على مسكين ودينار أنفقته على أهلك أعظمها أجرا الذي أنفقته على أهلك رواه مسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the one gold coin that you spent in the path of Allah. You went for Hajj, you went for Umrah, you went in Tabligh, you went in Jamaat. Whatever in the path of Allah, you spend one dinar, one gold coin. And a dinar, a gold coin perhaps you spend in freeing a slave. They had slaves at the time, so the person purchased a slave or he spent some money in freeing a slave, which is has great reward. وَدِنَارٌ تَصَدَّقْتَ بِهِ عَلَى مِسْكِينَ. And one dinar you spent on a poor person. And the fourth one, Rasul says, وَدِنَارٌ أَنْفَقْتَهُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ. That money and that dinar that you spend on your family, أَعْظَمُهَا. From all these four, the greatest in reward is the one that you spend on your own family. So from this we understand how important it is to spend. Of course, when you say spending, we are talking about spending in halal way and not being extravagant and wasting money. But seeing to the needs of your wife and children, it is an absolute important aspect in the life of every single husband. So many times a person may give a masjid or some project or some poor person, he gives some donation and sadaqah. But his own wife and children, they are suffering. They don't have sufficient food, they don't have sufficient clothing. This is incorrect. Rasulullah says, he prays all these dinars that you're giving the path of Allah and you're giving to a poor person, you're freeing a slave. But he says, أعظم, أعظمها, the one that is greatest in reward is the one that you spend on your own family, your own children. And that is why they say in English, charity begins at home. وَنَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَيُقَالْ لَهُ أَبُو عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ ثوبان بن بُجْدُدْ مَوْلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Sahabi says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ نَبِيَّ كَرِيمٌ said, very similar hadith, أَفْضَلُ الدِّنَارِ يُنْفِقُهُ الرَّجُلُ دِنَارٌ يُنْفِقُهُ عَلَى عِيَالِهِ. The most virtuous dinar a person spends is the dinar he spent on his own family. The money you spent on your own family, that is the most virtuous in the eyes of Allah. وَدِنَارٌ يُنْفِقُهُ عَلَى دَابَّتِهِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And then that dinar that a person spends upon his animal in the path of Allah. In our times, we are going in the path of Allah, you are filling petrol in the car. So all those things for your conveyance, the amount you are spending on your conveyance, that also is very great in the eyes of Allah. وَدِنَارٌ يُنْفِقُهُ عَلَى أَصْحَابِهِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And your companions, your comrades on your journey, those people who are your traveling friends and companions, you are spending on them in the path of Allah. That too is a very meritorious spending in the path of Allah. Rawahu Muslim. But of course, the most virtuous is the one that a person spends in permissible avenues upon his wife and his children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.